Hey, this is Darun Metal with another episode of Metal Brain Fart, and we have some interview tonight after a gig of Sweeter Remedy and Speeder. And I have some guests here. It's the guys from Speeder and the guitarist from Sweeter Remedy. How's it going, guys?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's going great.
Poland!
It's interesting because Speeder is like an international band. How you guys met and how you decided to create this band?
I guess it first started with me and Johannes, who we met in a Discord server out of all places. I don't know if you watch J-Hall Films, but this guy Chris Thrash,
yep.
He made his own server. And, we were in, a voice call with other people, and we eventually just started, talking more and more. And, we became very good friends and made the whole stuff together, and here we are, I guess. And then,
how am I a member of the band? I met Johannes here at an Exodus pre-party 2 years ago, and we've become friends since then, and he asked me if I wanted to play guitar in Speeder.
That's awesome, because that was your first gig, actually, at Club Frax Mangel. And also, you have one other member, the guitarist and vocalist of Eternal Evil. How you decide to put him on the drums?
Well, he's only just a stand-in. He's not officially a member. The official member is a drum machine.
It's a good old PC.
Yeah.
As much as we wish it wasn't.
Yeah. Adrian is too busy with Eternal Evil to become an official member, unfortunately.
You have also strange songs like Speed Metal Bench and Mighty Johannes, Mighty Yompa. How you decided with all that name and lyrics?
Well, basically, that's just how Speeder started, because I'll tell the story. It all started when Johannes sent me a video of Yompa riding on a bench hooked up to a car. Just casually riding on the road, sparking like metal on the ground, just grinding. And I was like, you know what? That should be a funny song. Because that song wasn't even supposed to be public. It was just a funny shitpost. But Johannes loved it so much and, in his words, had an orgasm listening to it. And then, he was like, we got to put it on YouTube. We have to make a whole band out of this. And, here we are, Speeder.
That's awesome. You guys, I think, have just this song released on Spotify, if I don't lie myself, and YouTube, right?
Yes, we released the Speeder demo 2 months ago now.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, 2 months ago, we released it on both Spotify and YouTube. We're currently working on our first... Well, I guess it's going to be an album now. We were thinking of it being a demo, but we've gotten a guy who's going to actually mix everything together, so it's going to be an official album. But, we don't know exact date when the album's going to be released, but it's going to be soon. This year, at least.
That sounds fantastic. I have also a question for Gustav. How you feel, man, to play two bands, guitar, one after the other?
Oh yeah, I'm quite exhausted, but I feel like it went quite well. The Speeder set wasn't that long, so yeah, I'm all right, I guess.
And because it's just you from Sweet Remedy, are you gonna play some more gigs in Kufraxmange or somewhere else in Sweden? And do you have a plan to release some demo or EP?
We do have a gig at Uppsala planned. Next month, and we released an EP a while ago. We released a demo a while ago, and we're planning on recording an EP probably sometime soon, maybe this year or at the beginning of next year, I think.
And where we can find your stuff?
Yeah, it's on Spotify and YouTube, and we also released some self-made CDs, but they're sold out, unfortunately.
Well, that sounds fantastic, and I need a copy of that. Das, you are living in UK, right?
Yeah, I live in London in the UK.
Is there any plan for more gigs of Speeder and probably more music to release instead of this demo, like, or EP, you're gonna plan for like new songs, something like this?
Yeah, definitely. I really love just being in Speedhook. It's just fun, you know. It's all about having fun, you know. It's like, if anyone takes it seriously, I'm just gonna laugh in their face. But yeah, no, I'd love to do something, because you know, in the UK, even though, you know, new album was great, it's not like it was in the past, and metal's not that big, and you know, the stuff that is big is obviously all the poser shit.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, you have the Underworld and Camden, but that's about it, pretty much.
And one more thing about you. Did you play in some art band? And if you do, how we can find your music?
Well, I used to be in a band called Atomic Demise, and we only had one demo. Well, two if you count this other song that it was like very early in the band, and you know, you could tell it was very early. It was from a few years ago. But you can find the Toxapocalypse demo on YouTube. It has like a cover and, well, technically two covers and two originals. But it sort of kind of stopped because, yeah, obviously when I hired bandmates, nothing was really happening and they weren't really doing much. But I might revive it with Johannes and see how it goes.
Yeah. And the same question about you, Johannes. Did you play in some art band besides Spear?
No, I've only played in a cover band that was like 2 or 3 years ago. I've never done anything like officially, like professionally. But I had a side project that I'm thinking of maybe reviving with Des. It's going to be more sort of extreme metal, more like the black and death doom sort of stuff. But I'm also, yeah, as they said, we might revive Atomic Demise and play some like death thrash, more serious stuff than just Peter. But
if you need a vocalist, I'm on.
Yeah!
And for you, Gustav, besides Spear and Sweet Remedy?
Yeah, I have another side project called Karon after the Onyx song, and yeah, we're planning on getting together sometime and recording something, but it's not as serious as Sweet Remedy.
Right, yeah. And one stupid question. How the fuck you start to listen to metal brain fart? Because we are not so popular in the UK.
Well, you know, Johannes told me about you and your podcast. I was like, yeah, sure, I'll give it a listen. And it was great fun because it was just, you know, two people not taking themselves seriously, just having fun. And that's what life's about, pretty much. It should be about, you know.
Well, that's about metal, man.
Yeah.
We don't take ourselves seriously. And some final words?
Water bottle. Yeah, nah. Fucking stay true, listen to real underground metal, support the local scene, try and revive the old classics metal, try and really support it hard, so...
Support the scene.
Yeah.
Kill the posers.
Yeah, kill the posers. Make metal great again.
Your song like Paul Beowulf.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, guys.
It's all about him. Also, yeah. One more thing.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
One more thing.
Yeah.
Stay fast or be lost.
No, it's just... Stay... Be there or be slow.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.